have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Jesus say, if you believe in him, you shall be born again. Amazing question and amazing responses to. It's mind-blowing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around and do what you got to do because you're on a schedule or you got to go to whatever, but you want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can podcast and listen on your phone and go and do what you got to do while listening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is also amazing that it is Friday again, and we voted on Tuesday of this week here in L.A., and we still don't know who won or lost. We voted Tuesday, and today is Friday, and we still don't know. They said they're still counting the votes. So it's amazing. Friday is get it off your chest day. Hank could tell me he voted on Monday of this week and still don't know who won or lost. Something is up. I don't know what. But it's amazing. So Friday, relax day, get it off your chest day. It is. It's not what you look like. You're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Yeah, and the image, I think, will stick with me, and I'm sure it'll stick with many, many people. That combination of a man talking about his last breath and an officer apparently unmoved.
Finally.
the death of George Floyd?
Never mind.
Love, respect, and peace, that's us!
Oh, that's sweet.
Only good cracker is a dead one.
Where I come from, we kill them.
You know what? Never mind.
Los Angeles is the most magical city in the entire world.
Just outside the downtown luxury condo where she lives.
He's going to kill me, whether it's this next punch, whether it's the one after.
Who are you voting for?
It's Yeraman.
Why her over Bass?
Well, she's Indian, and I'm South Asian,
so... Respect.
Some people just want to vote for the white guy.
That's true.
Just because they're white.
That's unfortunate.
What do you think about that, people voting on, like, the based on, like, race and stuff?
I think it's a kind of unfortunate, because you should be looking at someone's credentials, really.
After saying he voted because he's Asian or something. What the... Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. So we had the men's forum last night, and I have to tell you, it was amazing. It was more than a notion. And as a result, I went to bed really late. I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone. I'm so sleepy now I can barely speak. Really. I couldn't believe that the time went by. I mean, I just closed my eyes. And the moment was gone, but it was all worth it. I can sleep later. Never make sleep a big deal. A spiritual battle. Don't forget to like these videos, by the way. Like the videos. Amazing. So, my question, even if you don't want to admit it out loud, you don't have to, but at least to yourself, if you want to be free. My question, are you an emotional person? Are you an emotional person, man or woman, male or female? Are you an emotional person? I get so emotional, baby. Are you an emotional person? Have you noticed that an emotional person is like a magnet for other emotional people. An emotional person or an emotional people can just draw other emotional people onto them and use them in any way that they want. Individuals or a group. Are you an emotional person? And I have noticed, and I could, I'm not wrong. Most human beings, 99.999.9, not all, but most human beings prefer emotions over logic, over understanding. They prefer emotions over understanding. An emotional person or people can draw a crowd of other emotional people and convince them that right is wrong and wrong is right. And only a handful, it has always been this way, and I guess it will always be this way. Only a handful of people prefer understanding, logic, over emotions. Emotional people are a stain to society. And they love it. They prefer emotions over understanding. How many times have you been emotional, and rather than going with it, you stopped and said to yourself or realized, I'm going to get understanding from this time. I'm not going with emotions. I'm going to get understanding. Why am I so emotional? Or did you think it was normal and you were a good person because you're an emotional person? No, you thought you were good because you're emotional, whether it's anger or so-called feel-good emotions. Emotional people are negative people to society. It's a negative. There's nothing positive about it. There's nothing good about it at all. Whether it's your parents, your teachers, your friends, your whatever, or you, an emotional person is a dangerous person too. There's no limit to what they would do. Zero limit. An emotional person love evil and hate good. And they defend and they hide in that emotion because they love it. That's who they want to be. That's what they want to be. And very dangerous. Are you an emotional person? And if you notice, emotional people or an emotional person join groups just like that. Because in those group, in that group or groups, other emotional people confirm that emotions in their mind are good, they're right. See, I'm emotional, but I'm right about it. Look at the group with me. They're emotional too. They're fighting for a cause. An angry, emotional mother says, I'm keeping you at home. I'm calling you every day. I'm testing you every day. I am doing this because I'm an emotional person. I love you. And it doesn't matter what you want. As an adult, it doesn't matter that you want mama to stop. Don't call me every day what you want. Don't come by. No, I'm not. You can't live with me. But I'm your mama, they say. I love you, they say. And I'm going to impose my love on you whether you want it or not. Emotional people are evil people. An emotional person hides their true self behind a smile, behind long conversations, behind false giving, behind false taking. An emotional person or emotional people are evil people, and they never ever stand for anything good. Never. It's impossible. Even if they wanted to, they couldn't. It's impossible. Are you an emotional person? Emotional people are in hell. And their whole life is about staying in hell and drawing other people into hell with them. They have no love. Zero love. And they can drag one person or a group down just like that. Because they're emotional too. Are you an emotional person? Emotional people or person has no logic, no understanding, and they don't even want it at all. You point the way toward understanding to overcome. They get mad at you. They think something's wrong with you. I am emotional. I want to be emotional. Emotions of God, they say. Emotions are good. They lie. They call good evil and evil good. Are you an emotional person? Do you prefer emotions over understanding? Or do you stop in the middle of your emotional state, or mind and being, and go, no, what's up? Why am I being emotional? Whether anger or so-called feel good. Emotions are not of God. Emotions has no love at all. It doesn't matter what you feel. Love is not a feeling. Love is a state of being. Are you an emotional person? Emotional people carry out acts without any logic to it at all. Except it's a feeling. Oh, I'm doing it because I'm black. I'm doing it because I'm white or Japanese. Or because I'm female or male. Or because of this or that. They make up excuses for evil. And they call it good. Have you noticed that one emotional person can gather the crowd and make them follow them? And you ask, why are you out here doing this? Why won't you let your adult kids go? Why are you imposing on them? Or whatever it may be. To the fathers, why don't you protect your children from the mother? Oh, well, you know how your mother is. You can't tell her nothing. Emotional. All emotional people have fear. And fear is evil. And that you can bank on and never worry. You can overcome emotions if you want to. If you want to. And to overcome emotions, there are no words to express how beautiful and perfect it is. But you must be willing to stand alone. An emotional person cannot stand alone, ain't going to stand alone, won't stand alone. They have to infect the whole crowd. They're like the Ebola disease. An emotional person infect the whole crowd because the whole crowd is emotional. But you can be free if you want to. Only a few want freedom from emotions. Who will I be if I'm not emotional? Who will I be? How would I defend myself if I don't have anger? How would I defend myself if I become a doormat? People will walk all over me, you say. An emotional person says that. an emotional person doesn't know that that is a false, completely false identity. It's not even them. But they have identified with it from day one of life until now, unless you're a person who's working on yourself, overcoming it. And you can't fake strength. If you're trying to fake it and pretend that you're emotional by holding a solid face or something, you still that you're not emotional, that you're a strong person, you're still emotional because you're faking it. Inwardly, you're suffering. An unemotional person is not of your own strength. It's nothing you put into it at all. Just like emotion, you don't put anything into it, you just identify with it. And it does the work through you, but you think you are doing it. An emotional person or people are evil, and they get a joy out of being emotional. They stand for all the wrong things. They stand for nothing good. Zero. Nothing, not one iota. But do what you want. I have some example of emotional people and how they can pull the crowd in and the crowd defend evil and call it good. And they go home and they pat themselves on the back. And they pat each other on the back and say, you did a good job today. You stood for good. It doesn't matter that it's wrong. There is a down in New Jersey. Some of you know that ICE, baby, is doing a job of protecting the American citizen. And there are other Americans and non-American citizens trying to stop them. They're out protesting, fighting with them, yelling at them, cursing them out, throwing things at them because they're emotional and they feel good about it. And there's been a report out that says the people who are organizing this ICE protest are organizations filled with money, and that they're using these emotional people to create a socialist, communist, controlled society. But the emotional people have gathered out there, and because they're emotional, oh, you punish the illegal aliens. They tell the emotional people, the illegal aliens are in this ICE detention center, and they're not getting good food. Their living conditions are bad, as though America owed illegal aliens food and a good living and good living conditions while they're in jail. But the emotional people feel good about out there fighting. It's a thrill. And if you disagree with them, they'll fight you because that's what emotional people do. They cannot have a sober conversation. They personally attack because they lose the battle and they are afraid of losing. It's not logical or common sense at all, not zero, to allow illegal aliens to come into your country, into your home, and your country is your home. and you take care of them. And you house them and you feed them and you give them free cell phones and everything, education. And then when someone said, a logical person say, no, this is wrong, you attack the logical person. Because what would I do? How would I feel if I see that you're right? And emotional people doesn't know that they are being used not only by the spirit of darkness in their imagination thoughts, but the spirit of darkness in others. They hide behind the scene. The one that's over them hide behind the scene. They throw the money in, and they tell others, here, take a dollar bill and go and gather a crowd of emotional people. Convince them that the way illegals are being treated, they should not be sent out of the country, is wrong. And you go do it. And you fight. And you think you're right. That's just one small example, but yet a big example. Emotional people judge themselves and others in their own mind. And when something happens to the ego nature, they think it's happening to them, and they protect it. The false self is being protected. ABC News. Delaney Hall protesters escalated, and the governor ordered a new protected protest zone on a so-called safety concern. Watch this from ABC 7.
New Jersey's governor is calling for de-escalation after days of demonstrations outside Delaney Hall, an ICE detention center in Newark. The governor ordered state police to take over operations outside the facility as pro- and anti-ICE groups continued to gather Saturday. The move comes after clashes between protesters and police, who established a security perimeter around the area. The governor saying she does not want to give ICE a reason to expand its operations in New Jersey.
I refuse to let that happen in New Jersey. I will not give ICE a pretext to expand operations at Delaney Hall or across our state. I will not put lives at risk.
Amazing. All for the vote, all for the money. It has nothing to do with the love of the illegal aliens. It's for money. But they convince you it's something else. And because you're emotional, you believe it, and you want to believe it, and now you go out and fight with the cops. Think about that. You are fighting for evil. And you feel good about it. And the politicians confirm your fight. They're like, fight, fight, fight. Fight for the illegal aliens. It doesn't matter if they're a criminal or not. All illegal aliens are criminals because it's illegal to come into our country illegally. But you fight for them. And the politicians come out and they confirm your fight. They pretend they care too. They're not telling you we're using you for the vote. We want you to fight because we need the illegal aliens to be here to vote for us. And ask you why you're doing it. You don't even have a logical reason why. Because you hate logic. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Open line Friday. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Seven Jesse, line up. The Hake Report. It's Friday, a busy Friday. Fridays are always busy. The Hake Report coming up after the JLP show here. From 9 to 11 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. From 9 to 11 Pacific time. And then after that, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. You don't want to miss this one. None of them, really, you don't want to miss, but especially this one. I had an interesting but fun and surprising conversation with Laura Howe. Laura Howe. She's a relationship therapist and a coach specializing in sexless marriage and female sexual desire in long-term relationship. It was an amazing discussion. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do men and women have sex before marriage or after marriage?
If I could go back, I would absolutely have waited.
I used to think that sex was love. Sex is not love.
The people that you truly love, you're hoping that they grow and develop.
All men hate their mothers, and all women hate their fathers.
If you forgive the archetype, then you start to actually see your spouse. I think women's hearts have gone black or something.
You can say that again. It was interesting. Very, very. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals, jessieleepeterson.locals.com. All right. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby after the FallenState.tv. And sometimes the Fallen State, like an hour, give or take. So right after that, the American Anchor Baby. And fellowship on Sunday. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30 and meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're not in L.A., or you can watch it as it is happening at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. You've been lied to about emotions. And the people who lied to you about emotions are evil. The devil lied to you. Your mama, if your daddy told you emotions are good, your daddy, your teachers, your experts, your psychiatrist, psychologist, your counsel, they lied to you about emotions. And the man that tried to tell you, hey, you got to overcome emotion and become logical. You want understanding above all. Get an understanding. I want to give you, play this song, but I'll finish up this thing that these people are attacking ICE for protecting the American citizen. We pay them to protect us, and emotional people are being, some are being paid, most are not, to go out and stop them from doing their job because your politicians need and want the illegals to vote. That's the only reason. But you believe the lies from the media, and you believe the lies from your politicians that, oh, illegals have a right to be here. They say, well, Jesus would not like this. God would not like this. Ain't no way God or Jesus or anyone else would put up with this. Activists over there in New Jersey and Democratic leaders allege 500 detainees are living in poor conditions. Watch this from ABC 7.
The protests have been underway since May 22nd. Activists and Democratic leaders allege the roughly 300 people detained are living in poor conditions and aren't being properly fed.
I support democracy, and I support the freedom to speak, the freedom to gather, the freedom to live, and without having to worry that you're going to get kidnapped off the street by somebody in a mask and a uniform.
On Saturday, police stood between opposing groups of demonstrators outside the detention center.
The message here is that we love and we respect immigrants who come here and show love and patriotism towards the country. But if you want to immigrate here, there's a right way to do it.
The Department of Homeland Security is pushing back on claims about conditions inside the facility and denying reports that detainees have launched a hunger strike. DHS officials are also criticizing the protests, saying they could interfere with federal operations in the area.
Amazing. When did America supposed to feed and set up beautiful conditions for illegal aliens? Where's the love in that? These people are lying. They're emotional and they're evil. We have no obligation, zero, to provide houses, good conditions, food, medicine, or anything to an illegal aliens. But they're emotional, and they've been told to go out and do that. So I'm being paid to do it, pretending that it's love, and they really care. And then behind the scene, it's being reported, these liberal, for the lack of a better word, they're evil, organizations have joined forces and put tons of money together to pay these people to go out and do that because they want the upper hand. Emotional people are being used. But they love the thrill of being used. I want to show you another example of evil and emotions and how one emotional person can infect the whole group if you are emotional. They can convince you that right is wrong and wrong is right. And you feel something, so you think that feeling said that it's right what you feel and think. Emotions are not of God, and they're not of good. And you've been taught, oh, you need to have anger. You need a little bit of resentment to protect yourself. And you fell for the lie. Oh, men, you can't be a man because you're not emotional. You got to be emotional. You got to express yourself, men, and not a man cry. Because he believed a lie from Eve. I wonder, if this story is true, I want to show you something that's so evil. If you don't see the hell in this, then something's wrong with you. In Texas, they're having this or trying to have a trial of a black guy who has been accused of killing a white guy at a track meet. They tried to have a trial. And evil people are doing all they can do to prevent the trial from happening because of color and because of emotions and because they hate their fellow man. And they are being used. They're being used. And if you tell them they're being used, they want to fight you. And not one of these protesters, those on the jury who, according to the report, walked away, and those who are protesting, not one of them loved this black guy that they're trying to, quote unquote, protest, or the white guy that was, according to the report, killed at a track meet. It's not out of love at all. Because if it was out of love, they wouldn't be out there protesting. They would let the trial happen and wait and see. But it feels good to be out there yelling at one another, protesting, and you've taken sides. Some of you know about this. We mentioned this and we played sound bites from it. There was a track meet down in Texas. And according to the report, a black guy was there. And I think I may be wrong. He wasn't even at the school or part of the track or something like that, track meet. He went over to the area of the young white guys that was there, part of the school or the track team. And one of the guys, according to the report, said, you're not belonging to this area here. And the black guy reacted, according to the report. I may not have the whole story exactly how they said. And he pulled out a knife and stabbed the boy, and the boy is dead. A white boy dead. And in America today, white people are not protected. And I dare you to try to have a trial to put some black person in jail for being accused of and allegedly killing a white person. How dare you try to do something like that? This is racist, they say. KWTX News. A panel of 12 jurors and six attorneys is now in place. This is down in Texas. With testimony expected to begin Thursday. New York Post has reported that potential juror in Camilla Anthony's murder trial said they can't sentenced a brother to life in prison. Watch this from KWTS News.
Inside the Collin County Courthouse, the process of selecting the men and women who will fill these 12 seats in the courtroom of Judge John Roach continued behind closed doors. Carmelo Anthony appeared on a live camera feed, sitting at a table with his attorneys wearing a dark suit and tie, while his attorney, along with prosecutors, continued the work of finding a jury that would give him a fair trial. When prosecutors asked prospective jurors if media coverage of the case has led them to form opinions, several admitted that it had, with one replying, "I don't know if it's going to affect me, but I can't tell you those thoughts are not inside my head." Another prospective juror, who identified as an educator in Frisco ISD, where both the defendant and victim attended separate high schools, said, "This is close enough to home that I'm not confident that I could be completely fair." Potential jurors were also asked if the age of the 19-year-old defendant, who was 17 when authorities say he fatally stabbed 17-year-old Austin Metcalf at a track meet, would influence their judgment, as well as his race. One prospective juror, who prosecutors identified as African American, said he would have a hard time putting a brother in jail. The prosecution argued that the three black prospective jurors are educators and were dismissed for that reason because their jobs are too similar to the circumstances surrounding this crime. Opening statements are scheduled for 9 a.m., and that's when we'll get our first look at the makeup of this jury.
They can't convict a brother who have been accused of killing a white man. Could they convict a white man who has been accused of killing a brother? This is what you have in emotional people. And our country is so emotional now, it's hard to function. Emotional people, whether so-called good emotion or bad emotion, are evil people. And I promise you, you cannot trust an emotional person. They infect everything they put their hands on. And the crowd will follow an emotional person, whether it's right or wrong. They're not going to follow you if you're right, meaning true right, no emotions. If you are not emotional, they say you're schizophrenic or something like that. I forgot what they call it. Fox 4 is reporting that a 12-person jury was finalized Wednesday with no black members. Fine. 888-77-JESSE. Are you an emotional person? So-called feel-good emotional or feel-bad emotional. Both are wrong. Both are evil. Are you that? Let me go to Scott out of Indiana. Scott, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Scott.
It's so good to talk to you. I just wanted to give you a shout-out and tell you how much you've changed my life. And I look around and I work with a lot of people, and, you know, I feel so blessed that I found you when I did, which was years ago. And I have no emotion. You know, I'm not emotional at all. I have no anger. I've dropped my anger. I've done everything you've said. And if people could just find you and listen to you and do what you say, they could have heaven right here on earth.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about it, Scott, most people will not. You say, you know, I encourage them, go and admit in your heart that you have anger.
Yes, sir.
And go and forgive, and you shall be free. It's just that simple. And do the silent prayer. Stay present. They won't even do it. Oh, I don't do the silent prayer. I do it sometimes. I did it a while back, and they suffer. They won't even listen.
I know. And it's so simple. And you just stay disciplined, and you do the things that you say. And, you know, God is right here all the time. As long as you stay present. And I, like I said, I feel so blessed that he revealed you to me. And I wish that a lot of other people could, because I see so many other people that don't know you and don't know anything about you, and they haven't been, you know, had the fortunate, you know, what I've had.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to do whenever I need my Jesse fix every single day. Okay. Look, I work 8 hours a day, and you literally take up 8 hours of those days. You know, I'm out here on the, you know, I'm in Indiana, so I listen to your show from 9 to noon. And then from there it goes to clips or the Fallen State. You know, I've watched probably literally every clip that is on the internet from you. And I just can't thank you enough. You've changed my life. You've brought me back to you've returned me back to the Father. And you are proof that you can live in heaven. You
right
know,
here on
even
earth.
Though it's hell right here on earth, and you can see the hell all around you.
Absolutely. Well, you stay with it, Scott. Just stay with it. Stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. Just stay with it. It's going to blow your mind.
Thank you. And I can't say enough about you and to the Anchor Baby and James and your great producer, Derek. I love you guys all, and I can't thank you enough.
Right on. Good to hear from you. Stay with us, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. All you got to do is forgive if you want to be free. And everything you're looking for or want or think you want, it's already, you already have it. It's already in you. You just need a clear mind. Your mind is not clear. It's clouded with anger, resentment, judgment, jealousy, strife. Let me go over to South Africa and talk to Abu Lile. Abu Lile. I think I'm saying it right. Abu Lile, all the way from Mommy Africa, you are on the air.
Hello, hello, Mr. Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Amazing.
I'm well, thank you. I just wanted to follow up from the last time I called here, and you gave me the instruction of forgiving my parents, and yeah. I did.
And you did?
I did forgive them. Yes, I did.
And you went to your mother?
Yes, I because I don't live with them, I called them.
Right.
I called them, and how it went with my father, I was so scared. I was shaking. and with my father, you know, he accepted it pretty easily. He was like, you know, okay. I said to him, I'm sorry for resenting you, and I forgive you for not protecting me from my mother. And, you know, I know now that you couldn't help it, you know.
Right.
And, you know, he took it well, and he was like, you know, one step at a time. He said that, you know, things were going to be fine and stuff. I don't really know what he meant by that, but, you know, he took it well.
Right.
And with my mom, oh, I was so scared. I think that was just the biggest challenge. But I said to her, I'm sorry for resenting you, and I forgive you for being angry and turning me away from my father. I realized that you couldn't help it. You know, you had no control, Jesse. And, you know, I actually didn't know that she had turned me away from my father. After I forgiven my father, I realized that through her anger, she had turned me away from my father.
Amazing. And what did she say?
Well, she was actually stunned. She was shocked. You know, I don't think that, you know, because my biggest concern with forgiving my parents is that I don't want to be emotional or angry. You know, for me to be able to communicate what I was saying. And I don't know how she took it, to be honest. I don't, but she was like, okay. That's all that she said.
Well, that's
fine. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, whatever she said or did not say or however she acted is on her. And now that you've done it, your life is about your life, not hers.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Now, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I am. I do it every day.
Right on. Amazing. If you stay with that now, silent prayer, be first thing in the morning, last thing at night, but during the day, practice being present, you haven't seen anything. Do you want to hold? I need to take a quick break.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, okay, hold totally on. The hate news is coming. I'll be back in a moment.
But you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you.
They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. The Senate, though,
They passed legislation to fund Trump's immigration enforcement agencies without limits on his $1.8 billion settlement fund. The Democrat candidate, Graham Parker, according to far-left AP News, these are some of the AP summaries of the news. Graham, it's Platner. He is dealing with new so-called controversies, rocking the Senate race. He's the one with supposedly like a Nazi tattoo that nobody would really recognize if they didn't know, whatever. Maybe, I don't know. And he's a Democrat, by the way, whatever. And there is an Israel-Lebanon ceasefire deal, maybe, sounds like, I guess. And nice. By the way, there was a missing American student at some point. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Express yourself. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. It is hate news, not fake news. And by the way, shout out to the men for a great men's forum last night, which was the first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Women's forums are third Thursday of the month. All right. So you can check rebuildingtheman.com/events. We usually put up the announcement like within the week of, okay? But you can call the Bond office if you ever need to plan ahead further than that, 323-782-1980 or 1-800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports healthcare is one of the few sectors still reliably adding jobs in America, so-called. Now accounting for roughly 15% of the nation's workforce. Honestly, I feel like healthcare is sort of a drain, one of those drain on society things, usually, you know? Because it's not really like creating wealth, it's extracting wealth. You know what I mean, Jellybean? But anyway, maybe I'll explain that more on the Hake Report if you want to call in and ask me about it, or Super Chat. A new report on the Bureau of Labor Statistics expected today, which maybe have already come out. Not sure. Will reveal which industries are holding steady and which are beginning to lose momentum. What a mess. And Everest Survival, a Sherpa, which is like to say like a guide type person, I think. Climbing guide, yeah. Believed to have died on Mount Everest, was found alive after spending nearly a week on the frigid mountain. Without food or bottled oxygen. Nice. Must have been training those lungs or something, or that blood. In what many are calling a miraculous feat of survival, the family of the 52-year-old man had already begun funeral rites for him, but tragedy turned to joy yesterday, when he was spotted crawling back to base camp, exhausted and frostbitten, but alive. Frostbite. Can't people like lose their noses and stuff like that and fingers and things from frostbite? Hopefully not. But maybe I'm confusing that with gangrene or something. I don't know. But anyway, immigration. Meanwhile, in America, the Senate passed a $70 billion ICE and Border Patrol bill early today. Must have been late last night, kind of early this morning. Delivering a major win to our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, after weeks of infighting within the Republican Party over the legislation's fate. The bill would fund ICE and Border Patrol through the rest of Trump's term. Nice. Protecting the agencies from future shutdown battles if it now moves to the House for final passage. It's so ridiculous to me, these people, including some of you guys, shout out, who think that Trump doesn't care about immigration or he's a scammer or lying and not really trying to enforce immigration. Give me a break. Anyway, shout out. Peace talks. President Trump said Thursday he would be open to meeting with Iran's so-called supreme leader. Wow. Which would you prefer, Iran's supreme leader or the so-called Supreme Court of the United States messing up America? Which one has done more damage to America? Side note. Sort of silly. But it's true. If it were tied to a peace plan to end the war. So we'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say, if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Amazing question for those men and women who want to overcome. Know thyself and stay with it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast and still listen. You're like, wow, I want to hear. I got to run around, but I want to hear as it's happening. You can by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chat, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like these videos. Hit the like right now. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself. Amazing.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Yeah, and the image, I think, will stick with me, and I'm sure it'll stick with many, many people. That combination of a man talking about his last breath and an officer apparently unmoved.
Finally.
The death of George Floyd.
Never mind.
Love, respect, and peace, that's us!
Love, respect, and peace, that's us!
Oh, that's sweet.
Only good cracker is a dead
one. Right.
Where I come from, we kill him.
You know what? Never mind.
Los Angeles is the most magical city in the entire world.
Just outside the downtown luxury condo where she lives.
He is going to kill me, whether it's this next punch, whether it's the one after.
Are you voting for?
It's Yeraman.
Why her over Bass?
Well, she's Indian and I'm South Asian.
Respect.
So.
Some people just want to vote for the white guy.
That's true.
Just because they're white.
That's unfortunate.
What do you think about that? People voting on like the... based on like race and stuff.
I think it's a kind of unfortunate, because you should be looking at someone's credentials, really.
Oh, man. Thank you, Nick, the anchor baby, put that together. I want to go back to South Africa and talk with Abulile. Abulile. I had to put on a hold there. Abulile. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes. No problem. Yes, so that was what went down with forgiving my parents. But I also had made another shocking discovery during this process, that I don't think that I have or I had or have any love at all, because I think I was just living in pretense or living in my head, you know?
Yeah.
And now that I've forgiven it, it's like I'm living again. It's like I see things differently. You know, I don't know. It's so bizarre. Yeah.
And that's amazing. Absolutely. I can promise you not one human being on the planet have real love at all. They have no love. Any emotional person, male or female, has no love. They only have hate, and they call hate love. And so now that you have forgiven, your heart is changing from hate to love. And if you stay with it, you're going to discover love in a way that words cannot express. It's going to be mind-blowing. So just stay with it. Stay present.
Yes, I hope so, JC. And also, another thing that I've been breaking from is because I come from an African background and the culture is so important, I was raised that way, but I don't believe that way anymore. I don't want to be associated with any culture.
Right on.
I just want to live. I really just want to live.
Absolutely. You know, the beauty in love, you turn away from the world. You overcome the world. So you overcome cultural, you overcome color, you overcome male or female, you overcome right or wrong, you overcome all identity, and all you will have is life. And life is everything. And so I really, really want to encourage you to stay with it. I don't care how difficult, because what's going to happen is, now that you can see, the darkness in the thought and the imagination is going to have a fit. It's not going to love or like the fact that you can now see the darkness, and it's going to work overtime to fight to stay in the mind. But just watch it. Don't call it you. It is the nature of the devil, and let the light fight for you, and you'll be fine. And don't let other people hell impose their hell on you either. When they try to stop you, or they want to gossip, or they want to fight, don't fight with them. Let them suffer by themselves.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, JC.
You're welcome, and you stay with it.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Let me hear from you again.
All right. All right. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. I want to show you emotion. And it's another. I wanted in the clip before, I didn't realize it wasn't there, about this black guy, Anthony let's see. I got to pull it up. Derek, did you get it yet? All right. I had wanted to show you the soundbite where these black people down in Texas talking about how they really see what they think about white people. And he'll have that ready for me in a minute. In the meantime, let me go to Della out of Virginia. Della, you are on the air. Hey, Della.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well. How are you?
Oh, man, all is so well. I'm happy to talk to you.
You too.
Okay. I talked to you a while back, a couple years ago, because I was in a shack-up relationship, and yeah. You helped me with that, and I got out of it. But we still remained friends and, you know, saw each other a lot, but we were each in our own residence. Over the course of our relationship, he had given me a couple of gifts, very nice jewelry, you know, as a gift.
Right.
And he has since passed away. And I'm kind of included, but I'm not really involved that much. And I got a text on my phone recently, not from a family member that I recognized, but a random number. But the gist of the text was, I don't mean to be rude, but I know my dad gave you a couple of pieces of jewelry that belonged to my grandmother. And, I would really like them back, have them as a family heirloom. I read the text, but I didn't know who it was from, so I kind of ignored it. And I'm going to have to go to the funeral and the, you know, burial and all that. And I don't know how to handle anybody coming up to me and saying, hey, can we get that jewelry back? I mean, I'm kind of insulted that they would be that, you know, rude to say that. And so any suggestions from you? I mean, I'm not giving anything back, but I don't know, should I say, well, sure, I got it, and it was a gift, and I'm keeping it, or I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to have a, you know, falling out with someone at this, you know, occasion. So I kind of need some advice.
When you say you're insulted by, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm insulted that they would say I want something back that I didn't have anything to do with you getting.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was a gift from my father. I mean, what kind of person does that?
But why would you be insulted by it? And when you say you're insulted, who are you referring to?
Well, probably me. I guess I think it's insulting to their father. And it makes them look kind of bad.
And how does it make their father look bad? The father's dead. They're doing it.
That's true.
And not the father. How's he looking bad?
You're right.
No, that
you're
was
right.
That was a question.
Oh, he doesn't look bad. He doesn't look bad at all.
And when you say you are insulted, who are you referring to?
I'm referring to my ego. What do you think?
And why? And how do you feel about your insult? I mean, your ego being insulted?
Yeah, I'm a little bit angry.
And when you say you are angry, who is angry?
Yeah, the evil part of me, the evil,
and so,
Satan.
why are you not happy, rejoicing in that, so you can see that that is still in you, so you can overcome it?
That's true.
That was a question.
What? Why aren't I happy?
Yeah.
I am happy.
So then you shouldn't be, whatever the thoughts and emotions are telling you, just know that's not you, and go to the funeral,
okay,
and don't have any idea how you're going to deal with whatever happened. Just have a wait and see.
Okay.
And things would not go the way you think they would go. Have a wait and see.
Okay. So these conversations that I'm having in my head about what's going to happen and what am I going to say if somebody says this, that's not real.
Not at all. You're listening to the devil is talking in your head.
I am.
And you're calling it you. And the devil's telling you, the devil said, I can't believe they're going to test me and ask me for a jury back that their father, that's insulting. You just wait until you get to that funeral. Be ready for them. You're going to go off or whatever, right? You're listening to the devil.
God, that's so true. That is so true, Jesse. That really is true. And it's kind of silly, but it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got to, if you want to be free of the devil, I recommend you stop all communication with it. You just say, you know what? I'm not even communicating with the devil anymore. I'm not going to talk back with him. I'm not going to react. I'm just going to be aware. So you could be free of the devil.
Okay. Okay.
And so go to that funeral if you want to go, and wear your jewelry if you want to wear it, and have a way to see. Because that man, according to you, he gave it to you, and it's nobody else's business. You don't owe it to anyone else.
Okay. All right. Okay. But I appreciate it. I really do.
But most importantly, you really got to be aware of the devil in your mind. That's not you at all. Not your, those thoughts and those emotions are not yours or you at all.
Okay. Okay, Jesse, that's great.
I really
like that.
All right, good to hear from you, Della.
I know. Nice talking to you, Jesse. You saved me again.
All right. Have fun at the funeral. Okay.
Bye.
Bye now. Do we have it yet, Derek? Oh, man. Let me go to James, the first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Hey, James, first-time caller, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know, I was unaware of your show and you, and I saw an episode on Pearl and where she did a reaction to one of your videos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so
Pearl
I connected
Davis.
With that. Pearl Davis, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And so I connected with that, and And so I started watching your videos, and the first one I watched was about a guy in California who was selling weed, and you discussed it with him. He wanted to know if it was a sin. But then at the end of it, you started talking about forgiving your mother. And the second I heard it, I knew that was right. And so I started watching more of your videos, trying to get down the formula for what I needed to do. And so this all started about 3 weeks ago. And so I went ahead and I forgave my mother.
And how did it go?
Actually, she took it pretty well. She said she had regrets about life. And so, but then in the end, she ended up blaming it on me. So I did it, and that was her reaction. But the biggest thing I wanted to mention to you was I just had this feeling come over me as soon as it was over. It just felt like a feeling of relief.
Yeah.
And then the next day I had that night when I woke up in the morning, I woke up to a dream that really caught me off guard. But I'm wondering if this is just my mind playing tricks on me, or is this something, you know? The dream, I had an image of a old guy with white hair and a white beard, and it said something about, there was like some voice said something about Moses, and he said that the head said, I love people. That's what it said. And so is that my mind playing tricks on me, or is that something more than that?
Yes, it's your mind playing tricks on you.
Okay. Okay.
And for a while, because you overcome an unconscious state now, when you go to sleep, you fall into an unconscious state and you have dreams. And the devil tried to make you think that the dreams are real, that they have some type of meaning to them. Pay no attention to them at all. When the beauty about you returning to the Father God, He gonna make all things clear to you. You're gonna have a clear mind, and there will be no question about it. So don't let that pass. If there were real meaning to it, you already know the answer to it.
Okay, and then the feeling of relief, it's like there's a weight off my shoulders since I forgave my mother. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Then my last question is, what's next? What do I do? What do I do now?
Now you live.
Okay.
That's all you got to do now is live. Let life happen. Don't try to make life happen. You stay out of the way of life and let it happen. And are you doing the silent prayer?
I've been doing something. I've been doing something similar to it since 2015.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the same. I feel like it's the same idea.
Have you given it a try?
Well, it's the same thing. And it's basically what I do when I wake up. I just lay there. I don't have any thoughts, and I just let whatever come to me. And
okay, but don't try to have thoughts, and don't try not to have thoughts.
Okay.
You want to be aware of what's there. You don't want to deny it. You don't want to run it from it. You want to be aware of it. And it's the light that is allowing you to see the darkness so that it can disconnect you from the darkness so you can stop identifying with it. And the light, which is the nature of God, will take the darkness away from you. But you want to be aware of it. And so don't try to avoid thoughts and don't try to create thoughts.
All right. I've got it.
I recommend you give it a good try, and you'll see which way to go.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you again, Jesse. I mean, it's been life-changing.
Well, you stay with it. You're coming out of the darkness into the light now. And if you stay with it, words cannot express the love and appreciation that you're going to have for life. It's going to be amazing.
When you said that you take on the personality of your mother, I mean, that couldn't be more true. You know, I'm an old guy, and And that's exactly what happened in my life. You know, I was raised by her single mother. And, I mean, basically I just, her nature became my nature for my entire life. It's so true.
Yeah. Every human being, male or female, take on the nature of their mother. And, and you can always see it because the emotion that men and women have, it all came from their mother. They become like what they hate. And it's not her, but it's the spirit of evil made a home in her because she resented her mother and so on and so on. And so she passes down to all children. That's why God said we all must be born again. We got to overcome the spirit of the mother and take on the spirit of the father.
Okay, I've got it. My father passed away 21 years ago, so...
And the father means not necessarily this physical father, but you forgive him as well, but the spirit, the spiritual father, God.
Right. Perfect.
How old are you, James?
I'm 64.
Oh, right on.
And you say amazing a lot, but that's exactly what it is. Yeah. And I can't thank you enough.
Well, you stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet, James?
Okay. I'm with you.
Right on. Good to hear from you.
Thank you again, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-77. I'm telling you, folks, everything you're looking for, the kingdom of perfect peace, is inside of you already. It's not in a book. It's not down the road. It's not up the road. It's not in the future. It's not in the past. It's in you already. And you just can't see it because you have a patch, a dark patch over the light. You had a Nazi tattoo on your chest. And then the world said, oh, you hate Jew. You got a tattoo. A Nazi tattoo, and then you put a patch over it trying to cover up the Nazi tattoo, but you still knew it was there. It was there. You didn't take the patch off. You covered up the patch, and it covered up the light. Take off the patch of anger, of resentment, of jealousy, of strife, and put on the patch of love. But if you take that patch off, love will disappear because it's in you, but it can't shine through you because you have on the patch of resentment, of anger. Do I have that yet, Derek? Okay, hold on. I want to give you a quick example of what emotions will do for you. And there's no love in any form of emotions at all. And I mentioned that Camilla Anthony thing that's happened in Texas. And I thought it was going to be in one of the soundbites, but Derek said he forgot. He didn't want to, he tried to make it shorter, so he didn't put it in there. Where is it now, Derek? Okay. This is for, and you know about this trial that's happening in Texas where this black guy was accused of killing a white guy at a trap meeting. They finally got a trial put together there, and it's a mess. And some of the blacks out like, they just love Camilla Anthony. They love Anthony. They will go out and protect Anthony. If you don't love all, you love none. You don't love anyone. And love is not an emotion. I want you to watch what evil looked like. One example of evil. This is not love. It's pure evil, pure ego. They don't care about Anthony or the white guy that's dead. It's for a thrill. This is why I tell you, you got to leave the battlefield of your imagination and the battlefield outside of you, inside of others. Everybody fighting, and nobody is winning. Have you noticed that? Nobody wins, ever. Watch this for Frontline TP USA and Fox 4. This was during a 45-minute lunch break on Thursday outside the courthouse. Protesters on both sides of the case, this Anthony case, seem to be getting rowdy. Watch this from Frontline TPS USA.
Chimping out, man. Low impulse control. This is the reason why Austin Metcalf is dead. Because this is a response that is told. This is the response they teach their young people to have. This is the response that the mothers, the black mothers in this community does not teach its people to respect personal boundaries. It does not teach people to talk with respect. And that's why Austin Metcalf said, because of your failure as black parents, failures as black parents, teaching the youth to kill.
Amazing, huh? Do you see how evil that is? On both sides. Both sides are wrong, and all you have are two devils on both sides fighting devils. All for the thrill. All for the attention. All for the thrill. And they pat each other on the back. Emotional people pat each other. Oh, you did such a good job. You screwed it up. None of them have any business being out there. Let the trial happen and see what happens. But they've been taught to hate. They've been taught to be emotional. And on both sides, it's like a marriage. Marriages don't work because two devils marry one another and then they fight. And then they call it love. And then they fight. And then they cry at night. And then they fight. And then they fight. Where's the love in saying that only good cracker is a dead cracker? How about Polly Water Cracker? Remember Polly Water Cracker? Where is the love? You got to overcome evil, folks. You're being used in your emotional state. You're conditioned by evil in your mind and evil inside of other people. Emotional people are wicked, and they can draw a crowd just like that because they're another crowd of emotional people. He's shouting. And then the white guy shouted back, two devils fighting. The white guy shouldn't be out there either. Neither one of them loved the white guy or the black guy that dead. The one that's been accused and the one that's dead. Amazing. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. When will you lay down your weapons and leave the battlefield? Once you leave, the war is over. Oh, that was Jake Lane? And Jake was here, right? What? I didn't know that was Jake. Jake, it's time to come home. Back in a moment. Shout out to Jake Lane. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. Shout out to Jay. I didn't know that was Jake Lane. But, Jake, you can't help him that way, buddy. Thank you for your support, folks. Every dime you give goes back to doing the work that we're doing here. When you buy from the store, JesseLeePeterson.shop, you get the merch. When you buy the coffee, when you buy the silver coin, when you buy shirts and T-shirts, and when you make a donation, it goes right back into what we're doing here. Thank you in advance. And some of you are giving, and without me even having to mention it. And so I do appreciate that. For those who realize, you know what, I need to help. I need to donate. I need to buy some merch. I need to make a donation. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. All right? Or you can call 800-411-BOND. And thank you. We got a lot of work to do. I want to go to John out of California. John, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me well?
John, come back to your phone.
Yeah, can you hear me well, Jesse?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to thank you in the first place. I just want to thank you for everything you do.
Right.
The message of forgiveness that you give us is really powerful. It really simplifies the spiritual process. You're just doing a great job, man.
Well, you stay.
I want to say that first
of
all. You
stay with it, John. If you just stay with it, and don't give in to the thoughts and emotions. And don't give in to the thoughts and emotions from other people. You have not seen anything, John. It's amazing what's going to happen for you.
For sure, definitely. I wanted to also talk to you about, I want to ask you, I have my own answer already, but I want to see what you think. The whole point is to know thyself, right?
Yes.
You can't know God if you don't know yourself. Do you agree with that?
You can't repeat that. I'm sorry, like, Jack. Repeat that.
All right, I'll say it in two ways.
Okay.
Well, I'll ask you. Can you know yourself without knowing God?
No.
And the other way around. You can't. You said no?
No, you can't.
Right.
You're never going to know yourself until you know God. Mm-hmm. You never will know yourself, absolutely.
And the other way around, you can't know God unless you know yourself.
Right, but you don't need to say it both way around. Just it's both the same. It means the same. You cannot know yourself unless you know God.
That's right. So I'm surprised when people, and I heard your 2 weeks ago, I think, in your meetings, you asked everybody individually, who are you? And I was surprised to hear that so many of the people that have been there for years said that they still don't have, they don't know who they are, but they talk about God all the time.
And who are you?
So how can they talk about who am I?
Uh-huh.
Who I am doesn't have a name, right? But what I can, the way I can describe, the way I've seen it, is that I'm the one that is observing the thoughts, and I'm the one that is feeling the body, it's living within the body, but I'm not any of those things.
And so who are you?
Who I am is nothing and everything at the same time.
Amazing.
So, yeah, man. I mean, I saw it through, before I even knew you. I had the realization because I broke my hand one time. I was already, you know, on the spiritual path and everything.
Right on.
But at that moment, I asked myself, I don't even know who I am. Who am I? And just that question kind of lingered, right? And then through the meditation experiences, I realized I broke my hand one time. I was in so much pain, and I just had this feeling like a separation between my mind, my body. And I realized, oh, I had forgotten who I was this whole time. I remember, oh, I'm not my body. I'm not my mind. And then it got deeper and deeper because I've been doing what you call the silent prayer. I've been doing it way before, but I didn't even know, you know, that it was called silent prayer. But I was doing that.
How old are you,
and
Dad?
I had this. I'm 32.
Well, you stay with it, man. You haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, man. Well, when you say that you kind of describe it a little bit. You say, "Oh, like I'm nothing," right? But it's actually deeper than that. I've seen that it's much deeper than that, because that nothingness is within everything, every living thing. So that nothingness is everything at the same time.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate it, John. Because of time, I got to run, but thank you, man. You stay with it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Right. Thank you again so much.
All right. You're welcome, and stay with it.
All right. Love you, man.
You too. Peace. Love you back. Let me go to Andre out of Los Angeles. Andre, you are on the air.
Good morning, JLP.
Hey, Andre.
Hey, how's it going? Just calling and say good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? What's going on in the JLP? What's the biblical question?
Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
Yeah, he said something similar when he was talking to Nicodemus. Something about got to be born of the Spirit, something like that. I don't know if it was verbatim, but I would say yeah, something similar.
You're saying, yes, Jesus said that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
Oh, no, not believe in him. I minus the believe in him portion, but he did say you must be born again, born of the Spirit, something of that nature, born of the Spirit.
But the question is, did Jesus say that?
So the answer to your question is no, he didn't say that. And my response is,
and why do you say
something similar to that? He said something similar to that based on the conversation with Nicodemus. Nicodemus was asking a question, something about, I forget the details, but he was like, you got to be born of the Spirit. He was like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, if you don't understand that, I don't understand spiritual things. I'm not going to explain it to you.
And so you're saying,
yeah,
no, he didn't say that, right? He said something similar.
He didn't say believe in me, meaning he didn't tell Nicodemus,
right,
believe in me, Jesus, and you'll be saved. He said, no, you got to be born of the Spirit.
Amazing.
You
got to
be born again. So, yeah, that was it.
Other than that,
I wanted to say thank you for all that you're doing. It's been a fun journey listening to you and all the callers and everything. So, yeah.
Well, you stay with it. And
happy Friday and yeah,
I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you, Andre. Have a good weekend.
You too. Talk to you later.
I appreciate you. Okay. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat. Amazing. 888-77. Hey, I'm wasting time for Hate to come in. Hate is here now.
Good morning.
How do you know that was Jake doing Fight Back with the Blacks?
I have I have very good facial I'm very good with faces.
Oh, yeah.
I never forget a face.
And why was
actually, I do forget faces.
Why was he fighting with the blacks? Over there in Texas.
He is in an activist mode where he likes to go out on the streets and bait and protest against and speak against the Muslim radicals as well as the black people, black radicals, and other radicals.
Oh, I remember when we had him on the show.
He was at, I mean, he's been in an activist mindset. Even he was a January 6er, right?
Oh, yeah, he was. He mentioned that on the show here.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he went around to fight with blacks and everybody. I thought he would just fight the Muslims.
Oh, no, he's not a one-trick pony. He's a hammer sees everything as a nail. Sorry.
That's why that black guy was saying, only good cracker is a dead cracker. Something like that.
Yeah. How about Polly Want a Cracker?
You remember Polly Want a Cracker?
Of course. I just know that's what parrots say.
Oh, yeah. It used to be like a commercial or something. But anyway, super.
Indeed.
Because of time.
Nick Super chat.
Yesterday, Nick LaBoy gave a Rumble rant saying, "Hake, how are you going to skip my rant from yesterday?" Meaning 2 days ago. What the? Also, my fallen state of New Jersey. Not to be confused with the show, The Fallen State. His state of, U.S. state of New Jersey, just elected a Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist to the 93 Tower bombing, who was linked to the 93 Tower bombing into the government or something like that. Muslim takeover is upon us. Facepalm emoji.
Amazing.
I heard something to this effect, sir.
What are you saying now?
Okay, so there's this politician who was just elected, I guess, in New Jersey. I was hearing about it on the radio, about this guy who's associated with a person who was linked to the World Trade Center bombing, not to be confused with the planes flying into the World Trade Center.
Wow.
I haven't looked into this story.
He's now been elected by the voters?
Yeah, he's a... Former friends with this person or something like that.
I think I heard a little bit about he was like an interpreter for him or something.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what the deal is. America is making the worst mistake that a country can make by allowing these Muslims to come in and take over our government.
The heck?
What was that?
Don't say heck. It was an error.
Oh.
He accidentally played part of a song really loud in my ear.
Yeah, that was too loud, too.
Mm-hmm.
America, all they got to do is look toward the UK and see what happens as a result of allowing the Allahuaba people come in and take over. What you don't want to accept or don't believe is that they believe from childhood on up that America is the big Satan and Israel is the little Satan. And their whole plan by any means necessary, is to conquer the big Satan, America, and the little Satan, Israel. And America is playing a game with their own destruction. These people do not love you. These people do not love America. These people hate us. And you have voted them into, you're doing exactly what happened in Europe, and look what the state of Europe is in right now. Your government brought them in, and you voted for them. All because you're emotional. And in your state of emotional, you're making the wrong decision. Or the wrong decision is being made for you. And that's the truth. And you will, if you're not already regretting it, You will regret it. You're bringing in your own enemy and you're voting them into your government. Sharia law will happen in America. And it's already, they're trying to do it in Texas and parts of Michigan. And it's going to happen in America, in California and everywhere. Because New York, you got an Allahu Abba person as mayor of New York. Whatever. You think?
So, former U.S. Army combat surgeon Dr. Adam Hisham Hamawi won the Democrat primary for New Jersey's 12th Congressional District in the mid-90s. This Adam Hisham Hamawi testified on behalf of Omar Abdel Rahman, the blind sheikh, the radical cleric convicted of seditious conspiracy for plotting the New York City World Trade Center bombing and stuff.
Right.
And he also volunteered for work in Bosnia with the Benevolence International Foundation, later designated by the U.S. Treasury as a terrorist financier. And he says, oh, this is guilt by association. I condemn violence and terrorism. Stuff like that.
Amazing.
Anyway, so thank you for that super chat yesterday that I missed.
Amazing. Thank
Nick
you.
Nick LaBoy and that.
Can you imagine? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to keep on reading Nick LaBoy's other super chat.
Can you imagine that black guy was shouting at Jake Lane, the only good cracker, whatever he said, is a dead cracker, in front of the police. The police were there.
Yeah, it sounded like he may have been conjuring or imitating the people who used to say, maybe, the only good N-word is a... something dead N-word.
Oh.
So it might have been copying that, but it same malice.
Well, you can't sit in front of the police, can you?
You can say whatever you want. It's the First Amendment.
Oh.
He could say, oh, I just mean it metaphorically.
Could a white person stay in front of the police? Oh, they're good. Black is a dead black.
They can, and then if they do something that's iffy or questionable, then they get them, and then they really throw the book at them.
Amazing.
Society does.
Yeah. But let's go with Nick LaBoy. Finish.
2 days ago, Nick LaBoy gave a super chat under the You're Responsible for You show.
Right.
Stop keeping up with the Joneses. Let the Joneses pass you up at like 90 going north. Focus on living within your means and let God give you the wants if he deems it. God bless Jesse and crew.
I rest my case. You're absolutely right. Stop, folks. Get off the train. Leave the battlefield and live your life. Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Nikki 313, when my enemies throw rocks at me, I pick them up and build a nice little house. Laughing with tears.
That's
thanks
right.
Again, Jesse. And she gave this white hands making a heart sign thing.
Right on. Stay with us. Stay with it. And thank you for your support.
Identity Christ is with the BQ answer.
Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again.
And he quotes some Bible verses saying, if born again means gaining eternal life and believe in Jesus means believe in Christ, then there are three scriptures that say exactly that. And John is saying Jesus himself said it. John 3:15, 3:16, and 3:18. And he quotes them, but for the sake of pithiness, I shall not. And then he says, Jesus did say it. I rest my case, laughing face with tears coming out. But it's talking about everyone who believes may have eternal life. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, blah, 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 blah.
And so and the response to the biblical question is what?
Yes.
He did say it?
Right.
He's saying Jesus did say that?
Jesus did say it.
All right.
Born again means eternal life.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you. And
thank
I'll put
you.
My two cents in on Sunday.
Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, men who are not born again, do they hate women? Because I cannot see what is interesting about females, about the females. Soul Conscious.
What does that mean?
Men who are not born again, do they hate women? And he's saying, I don't see what is interesting about the females. And I don't know if he's asking if that's hate or if that means that he's not born again or what. Or is he born again? Or
so I can't respond to that because it's not clear.
Men who are not born again, do they hate women?
You can call me 888-77-JESSE or make your email, your super chat here. I can't respond.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Soul Conscious. Robert, yeah. Five Coffees, the story of the Aboriginal Australian. We got a call about from an Australian, a white guy yesterday, who told this story about an Aboriginal Australian supposedly refused service. That's from 1992, says Robert, 34 years ago.
Wow.
The online link to the very unlikely story is from Green Left magazine. Too much to go into here, but Aboriginal Australians are the victims of exactly the same breed of mamas that you have in the United States. It's awful to see a once dignified people swallowed up by this self-serving nonsense. There is no love.
What's the Aboriginal?
I remember hearing about Aborigines from the movie Quigley Down Under. Remember that thing with, is it Burt Reynolds or somebody else? Quigley Down Under. You guys remember Quigley Down Under? He had a gun and a rifle and he helped the Aborigines against this white evil guy. The Aborigines are the black Indians of Australia.
They live in the woods.
Well, it's the desert. They don't have woods in Australia. It's all desert.
They don't have woods.
I'm just kidding. No, maybe. I don't know.
But don't they live out in the, like, if I'm trying to remember, I think they live out in the bushes, in the woods.
Yeah, they call it the bush, I think.
Yeah.
Bushmen or something.
In Australia, right?
Yeah. Of course, we could be getting stuff confused because you and I are pretty ignorant on this.
It sounds like it. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm not quite. I think if I have a picture of it, I see it in movies. They don't live in the city with the normal people. They live out in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't wear as many clothes and
right.
stuff like that.
Kind
of
like.
They're black, but they're like the native blacks of Australia, so to speak.
Yeah. Amazing. And why do they call them Aboriginals?
Aboriginal?
What does that mean?
I'll have to look it up.
Is that a...
refers to the indigenous peoples of the Australian. Terminology, the adjective Aboriginal is preferred over the noun Aborigine, widely considered offensive due to its colonial and racist connotations. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
And they from,
when I was a kid, it was fine to say.
They from Africa? Do they go
I don't know
Australia?
If they're from Africa. Maybe they rowed over to Australia from Africa.
Right.
I'm doing a rowing emotion, motion. But I don't know.
Okay.
Where are
amazing.
They
thank you, though.
From?
Very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. Someone, three coffees. Jesse, how many times a day are you still stabbed by thoughts, if any? Ask someone.
8,869,649,008,000,000,000 times. Thank you.
Very precise and accurate. Eugene, 20 coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. One day I would like to come and join you in your church in person. Thank you for speaking the truth. Have a good day.
You are welcome to come. Everybody, all are welcome. Hope to see you soon.
Crazy Berry Farm, welcome, new member. And I guess we'll read the rest
thank
later.
You. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago.
I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day, y'all. There's one line open. You can call in to get it off your chest with your question or comment, or just to say hello, I suppose, to Jesse Lee Peterson in this third and final hour coming right up, y'all. And then the Hake Report is coming after that. American Anchor, baby, will be happening after the Fallen State today. The Fallen State every Friday right after the Hake Report. 11 a.m. Pacific is the premiere. 1 Central, 2 Eastern, and then American Anchor, baby, about 12:30-ish. Okay? On YouTube and Rumble, American Anchor, baby, is Nick's channel. President Trump said Thursday, I was telling you last hour, he would be open to meeting with Iran's supreme leader if it were tied to a peace plan to end the war. But United States and Iranian officials have issued conflicting assessments of the negotiations. President Trump suggested a deal could be reached soon. And Iran's foreign minister, though, he says that there has been no significant progress. What a mess. But it's fine. A missing American student, an Alabama family, pleading for help to find their 20-year-old son, Weston Higginbotham, who vanished during a family trip to Japan after setting out alone to explore Kyoto. The disappearance of the Auburn University student has sparked a frantic search by authorities in a mountainous, forested part of Japan during a typhoon. Crazy. And Ukraine aid. More than a dozen Republican lawmakers defied their own leadership and President Trump by voting with Democrats to approve a bill that would deliver billions of dollars in aid to the Ukraine while imposing steep sanctions on Russia. The vote expressed growing divisions within the GOP over whether the United States should send further aid to Ukraine as that war grinds into its fourth year. And Brendan Banfield to be sentenced today, the Virginia man convicted of murdering his wife and a stranger as part of an elaborate plot with the family's whatever, au pair, I don't know what that is, expected to be sentenced to life in prison after facing his victim's loved ones in court. Terrible. And there is a 71-year-old jockey who has saddled up for more than 53,000 races, and he's still going. A jockey is a horse rider, horse race type rider guy. Let me tell you a little bit about that $70 billion immigrant enforcement bill. Without limits on the Trump settlement fund, just before 5 a.m. Friday morning Eastern time, I guess. Wow, so that's not just after midnight. That's just early this morning. Senators voted 52-47 for legislation to fund ICE and the Border Patrol for the next 3 years. It came after weeks of delays and fierce backlash to an unrelated $1.776 billion fund that resolves President Trump's lawsuit against the IRS. The final vote came after Republicans narrowly defeated multiple attempts by Democrats and Republicans to add language to the bill that would permanently ban Trump's settlement fund for political allies who were targeted, who believed they were politically persecuted, right? And most people believe it. Most sensible people do, I believe. Republicans defeated an amendment proposed by one of their own members, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, that would have redirected payments from Trump's settlement to members of law enforcement who were injured by the January 6th, 2021 attack at the Capitol. The amendments were part of a test of the party unity that complicated what should have been an easy vote for Republicans who wanted to keep the focus on immigration enforcement in an election year. Instead, they spent almost a full day haggling amongst themselves over whether to block the settlement fund because these establishment-friendly people are skittish about the injustice wrought upon Trump supporters amidst the January 6th overreaction, right? Anyway, even after Acting Attorney General Todd Blanch said earlier this week he would not go forward with such a fund. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, at least, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say that? If you believe in him, you shall be born again. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com. /show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to go and do what you got to do, work out no matter what, but you would like to still be listening to the show, you could podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest today. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself. Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Yeah, and the image, I think, will stick with me, and I'm sure it'll stick with many, many people. That combination of a man talking about his last breath and an officer apparently unmoved.
Finally.
The death of George Floyd.
Never mind.
Jury, this was outside of Carmelo Anthony's trial. You have a drum circle going on.
Love, respect, and peace, that's us!
Love, respect, and peace, that's us!
Oh, that's sweet.
Only good cracker is a dead
one. Right.
Where I come from, we kill him.
You know what? Never mind.
Los Angeles is the most magical city in the entire world.
Just outside the downtown luxury condo where she lives.
He is going to kill me, whether it's this next punch, whether it's the one after.
Who are you voting for?
Itira Mon.
Why her over Bass?
Well, she's Indian and I'm South Asian.
Respect.
So.
Some people just want to vote for the white guy.
That's true.
Just because they're white.
That's unfortunate.
What do you think about that? People voting on like the... based on, like, race and stuff.
I think it's a kind of unfortunate because you should be looking at someone's credentials, really.
You don't think that guy's aware that he just said he would vote for this woman because she's Asian or whatever she is? And he is, too. And then, but you shouldn't vote just because they're white.
Crazy.
You don't think he's aware that he said that?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like... Well, you know, they edit these things shorter. So earlier in the conversation, he said it, so later he doesn't realize that he's contradicting himself.
What a mess. A spiritual battle.
Racism for me and not for thee type stuff.
What a mess. I wonder, I know why. I'm asking a question that I already know the answer to. Why do you think that human beings don't realize what they're doing to one another? how they hate one another, and there's no love for one another. And we've all been created by God, who is love. But we don't display love to one another. Why do you think that they don't recognize that? Because they're possessed by evil. And they have identified with evil. And they call evil good. They think they are the evil ones. And they are because they're unified, become one with it. And it is a mess. It's a mess. Today we're talking about emotions and how an emotional person can affect all other emotional people. It's amazing. An emotional person is dangerous to society. No matter if it's so-called good, nice emotions or bad, bad, bad emotions, they're both the same. A nice emotional person is still a bad, evil person. But you got to, if you want to be free, you got to examine your heart and be honest with yourself that you are angry, emotional, and that you're evil. You have no love. And it's going to get worse because emotions are pushed as good. Amazing, huh? Down in Florida, it's happening again right in front of your face. There was a shooting down in Florida during another so-called teenage takeover, which are riots, to be honest. Evil riots. Fox 13. A 13-year-old A 16-year-old faces attempted murder charges after allegedly shooting another teenage during a teen takeover. Watch this from Fox 13, Tampa Bay.
Fox 13's Kaylee Tracy is live outside the Clearwater Police Department, where the deputy chief and Pinellas County Sheriff gave an update today. And Kaylee, they had a strong message about these teen takeovers.
Yeah, to put it simply, they say to any copycats or anyone thinking of acting recklessly, it'll land you in jail. And that is where Marsh is, who's charged with attempted second-degree murder. Police say he fired 7 shots and hit the 17-year-old victim in the leg, arm, and chest. The victim is in the hospital, but he is expected to be okay. And investigators say a fight between 2 groups who know each other escalated into the shooting. The fight started, police say, about a month ago in Winter Haven. The victim told detectives it stems from social media and party-related rivalries. Deputy Police Chief Michael Wallach says they've been monitoring social media and they knew about Sunday's takeover and had officers ready.
Amazing. And it's going to get worse. There's no love. All emotional. Officials emphasized a zero-tolerance policy for search reckless behavior. Watch this.
The sheriff also had a message for parents of teens going to these takeovers.
Throughout the day, they were relatively calm. They were gathered in groups. Like the sheriff mentioned, we have to balance to what they're doing. To be on the beach and stand there in a group is not a crime. But furthermore, on top of that, the flashpoint of this entire thing appears to be the shooting. When a bunch of out-of-town people decide to come to the beach and escalate things because of their own problems.
These parents need to own it. They do need to be responsible for these kids. These are kids who are 14, 15, 16 years old. I think the victim in this was 17, the shooter 16. These are all kids. Do the parents know? And a lot of them came over here by Uber.
And Wallach says since the end of last year, there have been 11 takeover events planned for Clearwater. 9 were canceled and 2 officers were able to stop beforehand. Wallach says Clearwater PD and law enforcement really across the whole Tampa Bay area, they reach out to these event promoters when they catch wind of the takeovers, let them know about possible repercussions for unpermitted events, and say that they have zero tolerance for them, warning that they strongly suggest that they cancel.
What's wrong with the blacks? What a mess. If ever we needed the police, we need them now. How about bringing back money, funding police? Why don't you bring back Bill's Bar? Oh, you want this mess. That's why you take them away. Take away the police. Because you want this. And emotional people fall for it. But apparently, and according to RN News, somebody down in Florida ain't going to put up with this. A guy by the name of James Fishback, a Republican candidate for Florida governor, has something to say about this. Watch it from RN News.
If there is another teenage takeover in Pinellas County, in Hillsborough County, in any of the 67 counties, Sean, open carry is legal in the state of Florida.
Open carry is for everybody.
It's for everybody, black or white, Christian, Muslim, or a Jew. If we find out that a teen takeover is showing up, we are showing up with a dozen people with AR-15s, we're going to exercise our Second Amendment right.
We are too.
And we are going to protect communities like this so what happened on Sunday here in Clearwater Beach happens nowhere.
Who is that person in the background? Huh?
A heckler.
He doesn't like the fact that they're going to clean up this mess?
Apparently not.
So Fishback was asked about a heckler, what you going to do?
By a heckler.
Right.
Yeah.
Ask by a heckler. Is Fishback a white guy? Or is he?
We went over this before. He is mostly white. I think he's part, maybe a little bit part Hispanic, a little bit mixed.
Maybe he's from that country that we're going to own soon, Cuba.
Yeah, I forget what it was, but I just remember this same conversation. James Fishback, labeled a white supremacist, described as a white politician, son of an American father and Colombian immigrant mother.
Oh, okay.
Some sources noting he is half Colombian. There may even be more info than that. Last time we discussed this man.
Amazing. I wish that was true. That if he got in, that he would take that type of strong action. I wish that all of our government and politicians, I mean, same thing, but would look out for the people, American people, the innocent people for a change. What a mess.
And he's a candidate for governor. He's not an official at this time.
Right. He's a Republican candidate for Florida governor. What a mess! And you think that's bad, and it is. Watch what they're doing over in Africa. This is from Sky News. 8 female students, 8 of them, Sky News reported 8 female students have been arrested in Kenya after a dormitory fire at a boarding school that killed 16 children and injured dozens more. And the police said the girls are suspected of planning and carrying out an arson attack. DW Africa, Mummy Africa, Kenya Interior Minister says CCTV footage appears to show students started a dormitory fire that killed 16 children. Watch this from DW Africa and CCTV. This is amazing.
I was reviewing the CCTV footage of Utumishi Academy, and I felt very sad. I even struggled to sleep because we could see the kids who were coming to light the fire. It's very brilliant kids. Some were got the best because that's a high school, that's a national school. But for them to just get paraffin and a matchbox and burn a dormitory, really consciously seeing their colleagues sleeping there and walk out and leave them to die, that is something, that is the most demonic thing I saw myself and I've seen. And I must say this, that as children and as students, as teenagers, because most of you are teenagers, you need to know that it is not enough to be brilliant. It is important to have the right character.
Can you imagine that? They have been accused of deliberately setting this dormitory on fire with the kids in there. And 16 are dead, according to a report, and dozens more injured. At school, what's wrong with the blacks? That is amazing. Tell me now that you're not possessed with evil. You're possessed. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. You don't have a free will, and you are not in control of your own life. Whether you want to believe it or not, you're not in control. Something else is controlling you. The Kenya Education Minister says the school failed to adhere to safety regulations. Watch this from Al Jazeera English.
The Education Ministry has released its initial findings. It says the school did not follow safety regulations and protocols, and that some of the dormitories were overcrowded and an emergency exit was locked. It also says two teachers knew that a group of students was planning something but failed to take appropriate action. This is not the first such incident in Kenya. A parliamentary report released in 2021 found 60% of school fires were caused by students, mostly during exams. This psychologist who came to offer support has been trying to understand why.
I would also suggest that it's good for the schools to have some counselors, their own counselors, qualified counselors, so that they can be talking to their children even before they do something.
But some families say all they want right now is to find out what happened to their loved ones.
According to a report, they was burned up. The school sat on fire, folks, and they tried to figure out what happened. You saw on the film, it appears, and allegedly they went in there and set the place on fire. They're evil. They are evil. Heaven, earth is not heaven. And mankind, man is not God. And it's going to get worse. This is hell or earth inside of human beings. It's happening to you right in front of your face. One other quick story of emotions. A black in South Carolina are furious over Asian assassin. ABC 7. A South Carolina jury on Monday found a store owner not guilty a murder in 2023, shooting a black 14-year-old. Here's what happened, and this clip was published last Thursday. Watch this from News 19, WLTX. Watch this.
First thing on Friday morning, the prosecution is expected to rest its case in the murder trial of Rick Chow. He is accused of killing 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton at Chow's gas station in Columbia exactly 3 years ago today.
Hours ago, jurors heard from the person who performed the autopsy on the victim, and for the first time, the public got to see surveillance video which showed what happened inside the gas station that day.
For the first time, jurors and the public got to see what took place inside the Shell gas station on Park Lane Road in the minutes before Cyrus Carmack Belton was killed in May of 2023. The video shows Belton taking water bottles out of a cooler, then immediately putting them back in, as prosecutors have said he did all along. He can be heard being confronted by Rick Chow's wife and son about the water bottles and denying he took them. He's then pursued out of the store by Rick Chow and his son. Prosecutors argued the store's camera system provided more than enough information for law enforcement to identify Cyrus without anyone chasing him. But the defense spent much of the afternoon focusing on Cyrus's actions that night.
So this young man went into the store with no money, an empty book bag, and a loaded firearm. And you're telling this jury there was nothing suspicious about that?
Well, we don't know that he didn't have any money on him at all. There was no money found on him.
Amazing. But blacks already know that you don't mess with Chinese and Japanese and people's stuff. They be watching you as soon as you walk Korean. They watch you when you went to the store. They looking at you because they know the black gonna be stealing, right? So they watch you. They're like, oh, no. No, you get out. Get out. Because they've seen that when they move here to the country, they set up shop in the hood first. And they already know to watch everything. So why would any black go in there and try to steal something? No Japanese and Korean or whatever they are, they ain't going to play around. I don't know what happened in this situation, but they're not like the white people. They're going to run you out of their business. Oh! He's stealing! You got money? You got money? They already know that from his past experience in the hood. Here's how the jury found Cow not guilty. Chow not guilty.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Chi-K Rick Chow, as to the charge of murder, not guilty.
I don't care what that jury said. There is no justification for that. It should never happen again, and it is not open season on black people for anybody to feel like they should be able to do it because the jury found him not guilty.
The verdict ended a day that began with emotional closing arguments. Prosecutors argued Cyrus Carmack Belton was a frightened child running for his life.
He died scared. He died surrounded by strangers.
The defense told jurors the state was ignoring what attorney Sean Kent called the rest of the story. He argued this case was not about a stolen bottle of water, but about a father trying to protect his son.
They made you think the great Rick Chow, this evil human being over here, killed a man over a dollar. And that is disgusting. That is awful. That is abhorrent. But that's not what happened.
After the verdict, family attorney Todd Rutherford said the family was devastated.
There is no way that a child who did nothing wrong, who is shot in his back, how that jury can justify that verdict. I've been practicing law for almost 30 years. I've never seen anything like this.
Meanwhile, defense attorney Jack Swirling said the jury reached the correct decision.
And I just don't know what
any parent would do otherwise. I mean, nobody wants to take anybody's life. But you're going to protect your children. You're going to protect yourself. You're going to protect your wife.
The Belton family says it will continue pursuing a civil lawsuit. The Belton's family attorney also called for calm tonight, urging people upset by the verdict to express their feelings peacefully.
So he took the water?
I don't know.
So it looked like he did take the water, then he tried to run.
Yep. With a gun and an empty book bag and no money on him, according to the report.
And the judge said, y'all calm down now. We want peace and order, no more fighting. But this is what's happened, according to the report, what happened after the verdict was reached. Protesters showed up at Chow's former gas station. Watch this.
We begin tonight's broadcast with a follow-up to last night's not guilty verdict of Rick Chow. A day after he was acquitted of murdering 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton, we saw reaction, or we're getting reaction, from the community. Our crews saw protesters gathered outside Chow's former gas station off of Park Lane Road in Columbia. Richland deputies also at the store now at this hour. They have been there since shortly after the verdict was announced last night. And new tonight, we're hearing from the Fifth Circuit Solicitor Byron Gibson on the not guilty verdict. He did issue a statement late today saying that last night's verdict has brought on strong emotions from our local and national communities. He added that he's disappointed with last night's outcome and continues to believe that Chow's actions were not justifiable. However, he adds that he respects our criminal justice system and the jury's decision.
Amazing. And now Chow lost his gas station. He sold it, according to the report, because the blacks are not going to stop. It's all for the thrill of it. And they don't care about the young boy at all, the so-called dead boy. It's all for the thrill. That's all it is. WIS News 10 says that Rick Chow sold the property in November 2023 for $1.1 million to an LLC with no association with the Chow families. Watch this. Family. Watch this. Oh, there's no soundbite. No soundbite. But according to WIS News 10, Chow sold his company for $1.1 million to an LLC. This is happening right in front of your face, and it's going to get worse, because this is hell on earth inside of a human being. Human beings do not love one another. The greatest commandment is to love one another, but no love. You were created to love one another and not hate one another. We used to know this in the good old days down in Sweet Home, Alabama. We were taught by example and words to love one another. Don't hate one another. Don't hate white people or any people, black people, anyone. You pray for one another. That is gone now. You don't even hear that anywhere now. You don't even hear that anymore, to love one another. According to ABC News, the 14-year-old did not steal the water, but Chow's son claimed during the chase, the 14-year-old was armed. That's from ABC News. Where is the love? When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. And the treasure chest, the stretch-off peel is now open on stretch-off. Stretch-off on peel.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse, we had our men's forum last night, every first Thursday night of the month for men only, and third Thursday night for ladies only. And last night we had our meeting, and it was a blessing. It was a mamma mia. It was a hola. Si, senor. Como te levo? Gracias. So I went to bed really late. And now I'm so sleepy because I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone. But it was all worth it. So, announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. Busy Friday. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And you don't want to miss it. The guy with the good hair, he ain't afraid of no ghosts. And then after the Hake Report, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. You're going to love it. I had a fun but interesting and surprising conversation with Laura Howe, a relationship therapist, a coach specializing in sexless marriage and female sexual desire in long-term relationships. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do men and women have sex before marriage or after marriage?
If I could go back, I would absolutely have waited.
I used to think that sex was love. Sex is not love.
The people that you truly love, you're hoping that they grow and develop.
All men hate their mothers, and all women hate their fathers.
If you forgive the archetype, then you start to actually see your spouse. I think women's hearts have gone black or something.
You can say that again. Interesting. And at 11 a.m. today, right after the Hake Report, you can support the Hake Report by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. So y'all busy today. What did I say? You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the YouTube channel there at orlocals.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then the American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv, right after that, the American Anchor Baby. You think the Great White Hope has energy, and he does, according to all the report. The American Anchor Baby, God gave him the rest. And you can watch it and find out for yourself today, right after the Fallen State. And then check out Billy, Pichy.tv with Billy. Don't mess with Bill. No. Leave Billy alone. Pichy.tv. Check him out. You can podcast. And then, fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And thank you all for your support. Make sure you support us at jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/donate, I think. They won't put the sign up, huh?
JLPtalk.com. JLPtalk.com.
Why don't they put the sign over there so I can see?
He's rusty.
Oh. Amazing. Jesse Lee, what do you say?
I like to say JLPtalk.com. It's faster than saying jesseleepeterson.com/show, but it's the same thing.
JLPtalk.com. JLPtalk.com. Let me go to Bernadette, a first-time call out of California. Bernadette, you are on the air. Bernadette. I can hear her coughing, but she can't hear me. Okay. What? Okay, I'll let Derek find out, and we'll come back to her. AJ out of Virginia. AJ, you are on the air.
Hey, no, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, AJ.
Perfect, perfect. I'm trying to refresh your memory. So I was the guy who came to your last May when you had the men's forum. I was the guy who came up with his son, the young boy. You remember that?
Never ask a black man if you remember. But I kind of remember.
Yeah. So yeah. I was the guy who had the 5-year-old son who came to the forum and who also attended the church as well.
Okay.
The church service.
I kind of remember now. Yes.
Yes, yes. The Ethiopian Orthodox gentleman.
I totally remember.
There you go.
I remember now.
Perfect, perfect. By the way, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. It was amazing. Thank you.
Perfect. And, you know, I apologize. I wasn't able to say goodbye before I left. I was in a hurry. I had a flight to catch.
Right.
That was one of the reasons why I left. No, perfect. You know, it was crazy because when we were leaving, I was telling my son, I was like, man, I wanted to say bye to him. He said, Daddy, it's okay. You can just call him.
I'm like, that's right. That's amazing.
Said, you know what? You're right. It is. It is. But anyways, just want to thank you again for continue to support all of us out here. I appreciate it. Everything you're doing is very helpful.
Right on.
And I had a few questions for you.
Okay.
Let me get to those questions.
Your name is Bernadette?
No, my name is AJ. Bernadette is a woman.
Oh, no, my bad. My bad.
Are you talking to someone else?
Yeah, my bad. I forgot that I didn't get Bernadette on. She didn't answer the phone, but go ahead.
No, she didn't pick up, so right. I got lucky, yeah.
Yeah, I got you now, AJ. Go ahead.
So I had I know it's not Bible Thump on Thursdays, but I had a couple questions about those verses that you had yesterday.
Okay.
If you don't mind explaining. So on John 12, 25, where he says, what does it mean when he says he who loves his life will lose it? Like, what does he mean by that?
The ego life that you love, you will lose it. You will let it go.
You let it go,
yeah.
Or you would die with
from
it.
Is that what
you would die from it? Who, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that mean someone like me who thought that they loved their ego life no longer loves it? Is that what it means?
Right. And the way that you know that you don't love it anymore is that you become aware of it. And then you die from it by not doing anything but being aware of it, not catering to it in any way at all. Don't call it you. Don't feed it with things of the world. Don't do anything about it but lose it by dying from it, by being aware of it.
Amazing. Perfect. And then the other part of the verse is, he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to
those who identify?
I think I have an idea.
What do you think? I mean, your idea.
Those who identify, those who love, you know, the thoughts, those who love, what happens into them, those who love emotions, et cetera, would die with that. Meaning when you die, you're in hell pretty much.
Right. You are dead. Those who love their life are dead. Their eyes are open, but they're dead. They have no idea.
Amazing.
And they love it. That's why you can't. God doesn't help them until they ask for help, because they love the life that they have. They call it good. They call it God. They call it everything because they love it, and they die with it.
Perfect. All right. So the other verse was the Colossians 3:2. I know you always stress to us, don't even think about God, right?
Right.
Now, on this verse, it says, set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. What does it mean when he says, set your mind on things above?
Meaning that stop identifying with all thoughts, period. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you stop, your mind is being renewed to the mind of God from above. You start, without your effort, you become aware of God without having to think about God. Because as long as you're thinking about God, you never will know God. No one that think about God or read about him and think about him or have ideas about him or his son have no relationship with him at all. They're just thoughts and ideas. And so their mind is on things from below and not above.
Gotcha. So it's not necessarily saying think. It's actually saying what you said. You'll be aware, and being aware means not necessarily having images of God, but just seeing the truth all around you. Is that what you're saying?
Repeat that again.
So when you know how the verse says think, it doesn't say think. It says set your mind. So you know. The first thing that comes in my mind, think, right? But what you said is it's not necessarily saying think about God. It's more of being aware, you know, of the truth.
When you're aware of the truth, you and God are one.
Okay.
And you don't have to think about God, you would know him.
Okay.
Without thinking about him.
Know him means just being able to see everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Walking in the light.
Okay. Got you. You know how the thought, you know, your mind is amazing because it tries to trick you by telling you you would know God, you know, or you know God, but thinking you know God, you really don't know God.
Anyone that think they know God, they're thinking, and when you're thinking, you don't know God. You have no idea who God is. Zero. But when you stop thinking and stay present, then you shall know him.
Okay. All right. One last verse.
As a matter of fact, even in the Bible, in the Word, God said that your thoughts are not my thoughts, your ways are not mine. Thoughts has no relationship with God at all. No, nothing with him. It's not connected to him in any way at all. As a matter of fact, thoughts hate God because it's of the devil.
Hmm. You know, there's moments in time for me where. You know, a specific question comes up, and I don't even know how I know the answer, but I know the answer.
Yes.
Is that what you specifying? Like,
that's
you
an
just
example.
Know?
That's why you don't have to plan what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. You don't have to plan what you're going to say. You don't have to plan. The plan is done through you and for you if you just stay present and live in the moment. And have no ideas about anything, it'll be given to you. And the words will speak through you, but not with words, but with delight, with knowing.
Got you. It won't be in your mind. It will just come out, flow naturally.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It will speak for you and through you.
Okay. All right. One more verse. It's not even a verse, actually. This is just a question. You know how when Adam listened to his wife and he was punished by suffering eternally?
Yes.
What God tells him? What do you think would happen if Adam didn't listen to his wife, but his wife still ate the apple? Do you think things would have been different for all of us?
If Adam never ate the apple, God would still be his God. He and the Father would have a relationship, and the woman would just suffer by herself.
Wow.
And she couldn't pass that evil on to the man because he would still believe the Father. He would be one with the Father instead of one with the woman who was one with Satan.
Amazing. So the real issue is really not the women. It's the man. The men are weak.
No, the real issue is that the man listened to the woman, and the woman listened to the serpent.
So if he was strong enough to reject that and listen to his father, you know, it didn't matter what she'd done. You know, we all would have been perfect.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
But thank God that for his son, because of his second son, Christ, we'll be made perfect again. We're fine.
Okay. Perfect.
Amazing.
So it is amazing, 100%. My son, him and I do the prayer daily. Right?
How old is he now?
He's five.
Right.
Okay, he's five. I can still see that he's not comprehending what exactly he's doing, or maybe that's just my thoughts, right? He does it, you know, and he does it at best maybe 6 minutes. He just, you know, we sit down together before I take him to school. We, close our eyes and watch the thoughts. And he calls it watch his brain. exactly. Is that something I should be? What do you think? You think I should continuously push this on him? Not force him, but, you know.
Not at all.
Do it to get. Okay. Not at all. Don't do it or not.
Only if he asks to do it. But he's just a kid. He doesn't need it right now. You just need to be right so he can follow the light that's in you.
Okay.
But if he asks, hey, Dad, I want to do the silent prayer. Can I do it? Fine. But he doesn't ask. Do not impose it on him at all. Let him hold on to his little ego. He need that for now.
Got you. So it's not, understood. So what you're saying is he doesn't know at the moment,
right,
being that he's this young.
Right.
Okay.
And so even though, don't be like the Christians and impose the word on the children and screw them up.
Understood. Last question. I can see that he gets angry quickly and easily. Of course, you know, my wife does not, she's not working on herself at all. She's pretty much against, not against, but she is against everything that's happening with me. But I see her in him. You know,
you tell him when you get home from work, do you ask him how was his day and he tell you what she did to him, how she treated him?
Yes, I you know, every daily, you know, we talk.
And do you correct her when you need to in front of him?
I do.
Okay, yeah. Well, he'll be fine because he would know that the Father loved him and so he's protected.
Okay. But even though that he's you know, even though that he does have that anger that I see, in time that would go away. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, especially if you are on the right track, he sees the light in you, and you're telling him don't be angry, to speak up, but don't be angry, he'll be fine.
Perfect. Okay.
And if he, let's say the mother get to him anyway, because of you being right, he won't get too far away from it. He may venture off a little bit from love, but he'll come back because he'll remember that he had the love of the Father working through you, and he can see that growing up.
Perfect. Okay. Now, let me gear back to...
I can't play no more.
No more questions, but this is more on in terms of, like, so I have a few nephews who's graduating this year, right? And I want to get them a gift, and I was thinking about the books that you know, the seven guaranteed steps of spiritual, family, and financial. Do you think that's a good option for a young man?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The seven guaranteed simple steps. That doesn't mean he's going to take the steps, but they're simple.
Course.
And it'll be a nice little gift, especially now that he's about to start out on an adult life.
Gotcha. I have three of them, actually.
Yeah.
I want to purchase one. Okay, so go ahead. I cut you off. You were saying?
So, yeah, it'll be perfect.
And if I wanted to get an autograph, so I'm a little late now in terms of the timing, but how soon would I be able to get these books? If I purchase them today and autographed,
well, go to rebuildingaman.com/shop, and as soon as you order, we'll get them signed and get them out as soon as possible.
Is there an option to do overnighting or no?
Not that. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Perfect. Okay. I think I've taken enough of your time. I really appreciate everything you're doing, Jesse. You know, you are amazing, and again, thank you.
Did I tell your son to speak up to his mama?
Well, he does already, but no, you didn't.
You told him not to be angry.
Yes, exactly. That's what you told him. Yes.
Oh, okay. I knew I'd normally tell the kids not to be angry.
100%. He did speak up. I let him express his. How he feels and what's going on. So
right on.
He does speak up, and which I'm okay with. She has a problem with it, but that doesn't matter.
That's right. Amazing. All right, AJ, I got to run. Good hear from you. And if you go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, we'll get the book signed and send them out to you as soon as possible.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye now. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
What you say one time, what happened?
One time you, in church, you told one kid, 5 years oldish, to tell his dad to tell his mom to shut up.
That's right.
He's like, I don't use that word. My mom doesn't like me to use that word. William A., I believe, says, with a biblical question answer, did Jesus say?
Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
No, nor did he claim to be king or God. He did say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the blueprint, the body, the way, the truth, the mind, the life, the spirit. Thank you, Jesse, and experts.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
AKP, can someone explain how the entire state of California was called for Kamala Harris the first night after the polls closed 2024, but it takes multiple days for a California governor or L.A. mayor race? I smell... She uses a word that I shall not use for the sake of the channel.
It is not good.
What?
Yeah.
Although I can explain it. These are closer races. There was a lot of energy against Trump in California.
But it still should be taking no weeks to find out.
It will if we have more incompetence and more loosey-goosiness with how and when to vote and all kinds of things. And also, like, the measure, they have things like, they won't count the mail-ins until election day and on. So they're getting many, 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 many more mail-ins. I was asking the AI all about it. Anyway, Fazul says, when I realized what I was not, my eyes opened.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. You ain't so bad says, what does it mean to give your life the Christ? Maybe you give your life to Christ. But he says, what does it mean to give your life to Christ?
To lay down your ego life and let him take over your real life. Amazing. Thank you.
Bree K. No message as always. Thank
you. Thank you, Bree K.
Jermaine, Jesse, have you seen the case with Shikay Rick Chow? He shot the 14-year-old. We just covered it.
Yeah.
Cyrus Carmack-Belton in the back because he was trying to defend his son.
Amazing. Thank you. Ooh. Yeah, we reported on that.
Bolgar Wolf, Jesse, when you were in a fallen state, you lied about some money to some people. Should you go give it back now?
I have no idea.
No, if you were in the fallen state, if when you were in the fallen state, you lied to some people about money that you didn't have or had, yeah, should you go back and give it now?
Call me about that, because I don't understand what you've done.
Okay.
It all depends on your circumstances, so I don't know.
And
but you can make it clear or call me.
And pardon my butchering of his super chat a little.
Yeah.
Hannes,
he white.
10 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and crew, for everything. Trying to stay present against a tidal wave of very unhappy demons. Amazing how a lot does not make sense when you're in a maze of thoughts.
Yeah.
Once you climb out, everything makes sense. God help me. Thank you, Jesse, for pointing me in the right direction. Quite thanks, Hans.
When you're in thought, all of your decisions will be wrong. It's impossible to make a good decision. Thank you.
Qual for Life gifted the cookie. No message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nick LaBoy, New Jersey, has 321,652 Muslims, and that's just New Jersey. Muslims' main goal? Populate, dominate, eliminate. You should play that Muslim victory speech. Room full of terrorists, he says. We need you now, Lord.
And well, we need you, Lord. We need you now. Amazing.
Thank you, Nick LaBoya, as always, for the multiple supports. Aaron M., they never want to hold their own people accountable. They always say, he was good. He didn't do nothing wrong. L.M. blank O.
No, what a mess. What a mess.
Terrible.
The person that having the money with them. The money problem. Call me Monday or make it clear that I can try to help you.
Daniel G. from Texas, JLP. What does a woman mean when she says she wants you to be emotionally available? Jesse Lee, are you emotionally available?
She's saying that she wanted to destroy you. Amazing. Thank you.
A cash app from Buddy and Brandy. We love you guys.
Thank you. Amazing. We love you back.
Prince I for church.
Thank you, Prince I.
Thank you very kindly. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe... Enrique A. Facts Matter with the title for Flag Mechanics. Thank you. I don't understand either.
I don't understand, but thank you.
But thanks on pilled.net. Yeah. And thank you, guys. We'll have to read the rest later if I missed any. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Wow, we're so out of time. I made it through in spite of being sleepy from the last night meeting. It was amazing. Stay with us. I'll see you on Sunday, the Lord is willing. And Hake is coming now, then the fatherstate.tv, and then the American Anchor Baby. Check out Bill on Punching TV. Thank you for your support, and bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.